Okay, so let's begin this talk on living faith, queer theology, and spirituality. Next slide, please. Okay, our goal by the end of this talk, ano ba nilagay ko dyan? Hindi ka baba. Having a clear understanding of theology and interpretation. At the end of our talk, hopefully meron tayong malinaw na pagkaunawa ano ba ang theology at ang interpretation. Begin to integrate our faith and queer living. So, siyempre, dito sa mga thunders na sa MCC, ano na yan, given na yan. But for those of us who are new or hindi pa ganun kalalim ang kaalaman sa queer theology, hopefully after this talk, you will begin to have better integration. Pagsasama, pag-uugnay na yung pananampalataya, Kristiyano at ng queer, yung inyo, pagiging queer nyo at buhay queer. And begin to, ano yan? Begin to spiritually grow as queer Christians. Okay, next slide please. Anong nangyayari direct? Kasi nga, kailangan natin ng isa pang ano, teleprompter. Ayan. Okay. So, ano ba talaga ang theology? What is theology? Ano sa tingin nyo? What do you think is theology sa mga nanonood sa atin sa live streaming? Please chat. Gawin natin itong as interactive as possible. What is theology? Anong naituro sa inyo? Anong nabasa niyo? Anong tingin niyo? May sumagot na ba? Walay, walay. Wala nang chat. What is theology? Oy, sumagot naman kayo. Ano? Mga Quebec. Hindi naman 2 minutes, mga 30 seconds. 2 minutes talaga? As in 2 minutes talaga? Grabe naman sa delay. Akala ko mga 30 seconds lang 'yan or ano po? Ano? May ano? May sasagot ba? Ano ang thinking niyo about the word theology? Dito sa atin. Sa ano? Physical. Dito sa chapel. Ano tingin niyo theology? Ralph.
Hello kayong on the spot.
On the spot.
It's all about a deeper probe into spirituality.
Okay, a deeper probe into spirituality. Pwede. Study of God.
Hello, ayan, study of God, from the Greek word theo and logos.
And logos.
Study of
Theos
God.
Theos and logos, study of God, or God study. May sumagot na ba sa chat? Ilan ba viewers? Ilan nga nandyan? Okay, sige. So, theology, next slide. Theology simply means, in MCC, sa document natin ng Holy Conversations, theology is simply God talk. If you will literally translate theos and logos, kasi logos is word. No? Theo, God. So, God talk. The way we think, imagine, and talk about God in relation to human experience. No? Ito yung paraan o proseso ng pag-iisip, pagmumuni-muni, pag-i-imagine, at pagsasalita o pag-uusap tungkol sa Diyos na konektado sa karanasang natin bilang tao. No? God talk. I'm not sure kung si Saint Anselm ang nagsabi nito. Theology is faith seeking understanding. Pananampalatayang pilit na umiintindi o humahanap ng pagkaintindi. That is theology. Next slide, please. Next slide po, Direk. Okay. So, saan ba galing si theology? Una, may karanasan. First, there was experience. Whether individual experience or a shared experience. And then, based on that experience, stories were told and passed on. Siyempre, may karanasan ka, gusto mong ichika. Parang kanina, no? Chinichika ko yung karanasan ko sa eroplano. At ang lakas pa ng loob nilang mag-send ng email na survey. Ng survey, how joyful I was in the flight. Ganong tanong, di ba? So, may karanasan, whether individual or group, no? Shared experience. And then yung experience na yon ay ichinichika, ikinikwento. Humahabi, nagbubuo ng kwento. At dun sa kwentong yon, minsan, doon na rin pumapasok yung theology. No? Antag dito, naka-meld into the story yung theology or theology. Pwede rin naman, ang theology later on, bumubuo ng kwento. And then, from that experience that was translated into a story that has its theology, nakakabuo ng tinatawag na living practice or ritual, and or rituals. Practices and rituals. Next slide, please. So, yan. So, living experience, stories told, custom rituals and practices. And then theology, malaking part ng theology andun sa kwento. Andun sa kwento. And then nag-i-intersect sila sa isa't isa. And then sometimes, stories affect your living experience. Theology with story affect your living experience. Customs and rituals that came from theology and stories affects your living experience and vice versa. So, ganyan ang dynamics niyan. No, at least, the conceptual framework. No, may karanasan ka, nagtatranslate sa kwento na may teolohiya, nagpuproduce ng mga customs, rituals, and practices, pero they are dynamically informing and impacting, influencing each other. Next slide. So, ancient Israel and early Christians experience and witness certain events. So, kung pupunta tayo sa karanasang Kristiyano, ang mga sinaunang Israelita and the early Christians ay may naranasan at may nasaksihan na mga events that left an impact into their hearts and minds or to their consciousness. both individually and as a community. They experience what they consider as God moment. May naranasan sila at ang kanilang karanasan ay kanilang itinatakda bilang karanasan na karanasan kasama ang Diyos o maka-Diyos na karanasan. Next slide. And so, doon sa mga karanasan na yon na tinatawag nilang God moments, doon din pwedeng sabihin na merong tinatawag, doon sa mga karanasan na yon, doon din nagmumula yung tinatawag naman na maraming Kristiyano na revelation. No? Ang pagpapahayag ng Diyos, the revelations of God. Ngayon, gustong-gusto ko tong one of the primary things that I appreciate about the Methodists, sa mga Methodista, is what they call their Wesleyan quadrilateral. So, para sa mga Kristiyanong Methodista na nagmula kay John Wesley, may apat na source ng pagpapahayag ng Diyos or revelation of God. God reveals God's self in personal experience, yung sinabi na nga natin kanina, scripture, which is the Bible, tradition, Christian tradition, at kasama dyan sa Christian tradition yung history, buong kasaysayan at tradisyon ng simbahang Kristiyano. And lastly, reason, human reason, intellect. Ang iyong kapasidad na mag-isip, mag-analisa, mag-reflect. So yan, dyan daw nagpapahayag at nalalaman ang kapahayagan ng Diyos sa apat na iyan. At kanina nga sabi ko, may karanasan at yung karanasan na yon ay nagdudulot ng kwento, sometimes kwentong may teolohiya. And that is also part of reason. No? Ginagamit ang reason, ang human intellect to come up with theology and theological stories. Next slide. So, meron ba kayong karanasan? Siyempre, buhay ka eh. You are alive. Therefore, you have experiences. You have human experiences. At kung meron kang karanasan, meron ka bang kwentong pwedeng ipahayag? Meron ba? Meron ka bang istorya na pwedeng ipahayag? And therefore, kung meron kang karanasan, marami kang karanasan, at meron ka mga kwentong ibabahagi, therefore, next slide, then you can theologize as a queer person of faith. Pwede kang mag-theologize. Pwede kang mag-chika ng theological discourse bilang LGBTQI+. Next slide. So, ano naman ang queer theology? Ano naman ang queer theology? So, queer theology means it is seeing, hearing, and experiencing God in your life as an LGBTQI+ person. And because of that, you are able, dahil nararanasan mo, nakikita, naririnig, na-experience mo ang Diyos bilang LGBTQI+, you are able to imagine. Nagagawa mong ma-imagine, maisip, at maipahayag o makipag-usap tungkol sa Diyos bilang LGBTQI+. Which then guides you and helps you to live your life and grow your faith and widen your spirituality as an LGBTQI+ person. Next slide. Another thing about understanding about queer theology is that it is non-normative. Kasi nga, kinakabit natin yung salitang queer. So the word queer is not just about, the word queer does is not only identifying LGBTQI+, queer also means non-normative. No, the word queer means non-normative, odd, or different, which means that queer theology is an out-of-the-box imagining, thinking, and questioning and talking about God in relation to your human experience. No, napaka-importante sa queer theology ng questioning, pagtatanong. And actually, not even queer theology, theology in general. And not only in theology, for example, science, in science, science is rooted and grounded on asking questions. Kaya tayo, all human development and scientific and technological development came from someone asking why. Why and how. So, queer theology, importante sa atin ang questioning. Queer theology never settles for quick fix answers, while at the same time, affirming the centrality and the simplicity of God's love. So, yan ang queer theology. It is about your lived experience, using your lived experience as a queer person, because you experience God as a queer person. And queer theology is also about non-normative thinking and questioning about God. Next slide. O ano naman ang spirituality? Kasi ang topic natin ngayon is queer theology and spirituality. Living faith, buhay na pananampalataya. So what is spirituality or spiritual living? Ano naman ang spirituality at spiritual living? Sagot po tayo. Meron ba sa ano sa chat? May nagparamdam ba sa chat? Wale. Okay. So, spirituality or spiritual living is about connection. Connectedness. Next slide. Connectedness. Pagkakaugnay. Spirituality is connectedness or relationship. That is how Reverend Elder Mona West, a biblical scholar and spiritual elder sa MCC, defined spirituality. Spirituality simply means being connected as a person within you. You are connected to yourself. You are connected to others. You are connected to the world, to the natural world, to nature. And of course, you are connected to God. Spirituality simply means connectedness. Or spiritual living means connectedness. Next slide. So, lived theology plus spirituality. The way we imagine and think and talk about God based on our lived experiences and stories hopefully translates to better connections and relationships, and therefore a much profound and meaningful experience of God and life. Gets natin yon? So, lived theology, hindi na lang siya lived experience. Lived theology. No, theology na nararanasan, theology na buhay, is the way we imagine, think, and talk about God based on our lived experiences and stories na nagtatranslate o nagkakatawan sa mas mabuti, mas maayos, mas mapagmahal na connection at mga relasyon. At dahil sa mga connection at relasyon na yon, mas malalim, mas malawak, mas makabuluhan ang ating karanasan ng Diyos at buhay. Live theology plus spirituality. Theology, spiritual living, connectedness, and a more profound and meaningful experience of life and God. Next slide. live theology, SOGI, or sexual orientation and gender identity, and spirituality. So connectedness also means wholeness, kabuuan, or completeness. Kasi walang spiritualidad na hiwa-hiwalay. Yung sinasabi nga nilang kung gay ka, hindi ka pwedeng maging spiritual. Kung spiritual ka, hindi ka pwedeng maging gay. So hiwa-hiwalay. Hinihiwalay, dinidismember yung pagkatao. Which is evident with most conservative churches and their conservative literalist, compartmentalized theology and interpretation. Sa queer theology, it means connectedness, no? Wholeness at completeness, pagiging buo, hindi separate ang ating katawan, ang ating pagkatao, ang ating diwa, ang ating sexualidad, at ang ating mga kalibugan. Hindi, o kawalan ng kalibugan, hindi yan hiwa-hiwalay. It is one, well, of course, nire-recognize ko din naman na pwede natin siyang pag-aralan o tignan as separate or distinct components. But we cannot do that in a way na tinetheologize natin siya na magkakasalungat and therefore separated. We can theologize and think about the different component parts, but we have to be aware that these different parts compose the entire whole of a person, of a human being. So, queer theology and spirituality, together with your SOGI, also means wholeness, kabuuan, completeness, totality. Therefore, we always emphasize the importance of the integration of people's theological thinking, spiritual living, and SOGI identity and expression. And hindi lang SOGI, all other aspects of your humanity. And in some ways, this is the other frontier, the edge of liberation or progressive theology. No, kasi minsan, especially in Catholic circles, ang Catholic Church, very progressive yan pagdating sa mga labor rights, pagdating sa mga injustice issues, sa environment. Pero pagtatawid na tayo sa usapin ng kababaihan, gender equality, gender rights, at tatawid ka na sa sexuality and gender, hindi nila maitawid yan. No, hindi sila makausad dyan. So this is the frontier, the edge of liberation and progressive theology. Even among the, in the 90s, nag-e-evolve o kumakalat, lumalaganap ang 80s and 90s ang liberation theology. Hindi, walang usapin ng sexualidad sa liberation theology. No? So, queer theology also means insisting and demanding the inclusion of gender and sexuality into the overall liberation theology. No, may kinalaman sa paglaya ang libog at kasarian. Ayun yung ina-argue ni feminist, one of the earliest feminist queer theologians, si Marcella Althaus Reed. Ang concern ng liberation theology is yung nagugutom na sikmura, yung katawang walang bahay o bubong sa kanyang ibabaw. Pero kung titingnan mo naman sa karanasan ng at least yung sinasabi niya sa Latin America, no, sa Argentina, may kinalaman pa din sa liberation yung isang ordinaryong manggagawa na ang kakarampot niyang sweldo ay gagamitin niya pa para makipag-sex sa isang sex worker, sa isang prostituted women or even a prostituted trans woman. And then may kinalaman din 'yon, 'di ba? Yung paglaya nung or yung liberation discourse nung isang nanay na ibebenta ang kanyang katawan sa sex para mapakain yung kanyang mga anak. And then all of them, yung ordinaryong manggagawang kumuha ng services ng isang sex worker at dahil ginawa niya yun, wala na siyang pera, at yung sex worker na nanay or prostituted woman na nanay or a trans woman prostituted, lahat magsisimba ng Linggo. So there is a queer theology discourse. Paano ba natin i-theologize yan kasama yung realidad ng sex at kasarian? So queer theology and spirituality means totality, completeness of the human whole, including what has been traditionally rejected or excluded, which is sex and gender. Next slide. So you are already doing theology. Bawat isa sa atin na nandito sa Pilipinas, straight ka man, o bex, o lesbian, o trans, you are already doing theology and living spirituality. Or living spiritually. Anong pagkakaiba? The difference that most LGBTQI plus Christians who do not have exposure to progressive communities of faith and queer discourse live and lead lives that are usually limited or trapped by a cycle of toxic and compartmentalized theology and in a dysfunctional, disconnected, and dismembered spirituality. This may then translate, sometimes nagtatranslate ito sa dysfunctional relationships and ways of living. Hindi naman always, but most of the time it is. No? So everyone is doing queer theology or at least theology and spiritual living. Ang pagkakaiba lang, anong klaseng theology at anong klaseng spiritualidad ang iyong iniisip, ini-imagine, pinaniniwalaan, pinapractice at isinasabuhay. Next slide. Queer theology and spirituality. Queer theology and spirituality simply means reclaiming. Reclaiming and rediscovering the presence of God that is and has always been in your life as an embodied, gendered, and sexual beings, deeply connected or in relationship with ourselves, with others, and all of creation. Yun ang ginagawa ng queer theology also. I-reclaim, i-rediscover, pilit kunin ang pananampalataya na mapagpalaya. Ipilit, ano to? Kunin at sometimes ipilit na sabihin yung mga mensaheng nire-reject ng iba. Diba? Nire-reject ng iba yan eh. Yung God loves LGBTQ. That's queer theological thinking and imagination and discourse. What do we mean by when we say God loves LGBTQ? People reject that. People do not want to give that to you. And therefore, we reclaim that. And that is uniquely MCC. That is uniquely MCC. While I do appreciate and I do recognize the efforts of certain leaders, certain groups to transform their church, their conservative churches to become queer inclusive, that is uniquely sinimulan sa MCC. Sinimulan ang pag-reclaim at pag-rediscover ng Diyos at pagmamahal ng Diyos kasama ang sexualidad at kasarian at iba pang mga aspeto ng pagkatao natin, sinimulan yan, i-rediscover yan, i-reclaim yan sa Metropolitan Community Church. And the very reason, I will boldly say, the very reason why other churches, why other bigger denominations even started to rethink their theology, to rethink their polity, yung kanilang church structure, moral doctrines, definitions of family, bakit nila sinimulang i-rethink yan and then later on become queer inclusive, is because MCC existed. The mere existence of MCC is enough for other denominations to question their own theology. No? Pero sa atin nagsimula yan. To say that, to reclaim the Bible and the interpretation of the Bible, nagsimula yan sa atin. No? Nagsimula yan sa atin. Or kung hindi man nagsimula yung biblical reclaiming niyan, kasi siyempre mas matanda naman ang no, as early as the 1800s, 1700s, nagsimula ang modern biblical study. In modern times, at yung explosion, yung pagkalat ng rethinking biblical interpretation in terms of gender and sexuality, nagsimula yan sa MCC. I will boldly claim, fight me. Fight me if you disagree. Yeah. So, rediscovering and reclaiming, trabaho yan ng queer theology. And you can do that as an ordinary LGBTQ person of faith. And of any faith. No, of any faith. MCC din ang naging way for the first queer synagogue. No, the very first queer affirming synagogue, I forgot their name, was actually a member, an affiliated synagogue in MCC before. Kaso dahil nga, of course, MCC is Christian and we affirm our Christianity, in-encourage ni Elder Troy, Reverend Elder Troy, na humiwalay yung Jewish synagogue from MCC at i-struggle nila on how to establish queer Judaism, the queer Jewish community, i-struggle nila yon as a Jewish faith, as a Jewish faith community. No? Pero again, MCC na naman, MCC ang nag-pave the way for them. And they were a part of us at one time. So next slide. So, queer theology and scripture. Bilang LGBTQ, what does it mean to theologize and to interpret as an LGBTQ? It means that nakikita mo, nababasa mo, naririnig mo bilang LGBTQ si Kristo dun sa Bible at sa mundo. You see, you hear Christ as an queer person. Naririnig, nakikita mo si Kristo sa Biblia at sa mundo. At of course, a queer Christian sees and hears. Nakikita mo din yung sarili mo sa Bible. At yung Bible ay nangungusap ng paglaya sa pamamagitan mo. When you read the Bible as a queer person, the Bible also speaks through your interpretation as an LGBTQ plus person. At sabihin nila, ay di, ano, napaka-subjective naman yan. Ginagamit nyo lang kung ano yung personal yung pag-iisip at karanasan. Gina-justify nyo ang inyong sexualidad into the Bible. Who does not? Whether conservative Christians are aware of it or not, No one reads or interprets the Bible with a clean slate. No one reads or interprets the Bible or theologizes without using the lens of their personal lives and the communities that they are a part of. Lahat tayo ay nag-i-interpret all the time, every time, including how we read the Bible. And all our contexts are into that reading. So, straight people read the Bible, interpret the Bible as a straight person with their context of heteronormativity and all the baggages of a heteronormative church that they belong to. Black Americans read the Bible as Black Americans. And they've actually interpreted and theologized scripture based on their struggle in slavery, struggle in civil rights, struggle, the continuing struggle of racism in their country. Yung mga Katipunero, ngayon ay Independence Day. So in remembrance of ating mga ninunong Katipunero, ang mga Katipunero was very religious, almost, no, they are actually superstitious. No, may si Andres Bonifacio mismo ay may mga anting-anting. Diba, yung mga agimat. No, and they used some of the teachings of the church, the theology of the church, the story of the struggle of Jesus Christ being crucified under Roman oppression. Doon nila nakita ang kanilang karanasan bilang mga alipin ng Espanya. And the
hello? Ayan. Yung passion mismo is actually the integration of the Filipino struggle during the Spanish times and the story of Jesus Christ. May nag-aral na niyan. Paano ang passion ay nabuo, nilikha, at patuloy na itsinika tuwing Holy Week as a freedom propaganda. As a freedom propaganda.
Next slide. So as queer, sa queer theology, dapat nakikita natin ang ating mga sarili doon. And that is okay. It is perfectly okay. And we are honest about it. We are aware of it. We are encouraged to do it. Queer theology and liberation. Because theology is about God in our lived experiences, then it is also about God in our struggle for freedom, justice, and equality. Queer theology and spirituality ay mapagpalaya sa diwa, sa buhay, sa katawan, kasarian, sa simbahan, at sa lipunan. Hindi pwedeng pananampalatayang deads. Ang tunay na pananampalataya, whether anuman itawag mo, queer man ito, liberation man ito, progressive man ito, whatever you call theology, all theology has to be about liberation, about justice, about equality. And that is in, at kahit hindi ka mag-interpret ng Bible, the Bible itself, nakasulat mismo doon ang pagnanais ng Diyos para sa katarungan. Justice over sacrifices. So, queer theology, sa kanyang pag-i-insist ng i-include sa usapin ang identidad ng sexuality at gender, ay hindi maihiwalay sa paglaya, sa liberation. Ari at sikmura. kasarian at kalibugan. Mapagpalaya sa diwa, sa buhay, kabuuan ng buhay, sa katawan, sa kasarian, sa simbahan, sa lipunan, at sa pati kasaysayan, at sa environment. Next slide. So you can. You're already doing it, even if you're not aware of it. But you can theologize and interpret. Certainly, you can theologize, interpret scripture, and live spiritually as a queer person. And use all necessary tools and practices to discover God's liberation for yourself and for others. Next slide. So, some practical suggestions. Kasi, ang dami kong chika na puro tawag dyan. Puro concepts. No? Paano nga ba? How do you actually do queer theology? Or how do you theologize as a queer person? Well, balikan lang natin ano ba mga, sometimes hindi naman siya about a new practice, but it is an old and traditional practice done and taught in a new way, in a different way. No? Pray as you are. If before you are not praying as a queer person, pray as a queer person. If noon you pray with shame and guilt as a queer person, now you pray as someone who reclaims the love of God as a queer person. Siyempre, yun nga, una, anong naman gawin for queer theology and spirituality? Pray. Magdasal ka, makipag-usap ka, at makinig ka sa Diyos bilang LGBTQI+. Pray all your struggles and challenges, lahat ng iyong takot at mga agam-agam. Ipagdasal mo ang lahat ng iyong mga wounds and hurts, all of your joys and desires, hopes and dreams, relationships and connections, all of it, all of you are, all of you, the totality of you, pray and listen to God as an LGBTQI+ person. Second, read and reflect on the Bible as a queer person of faith. Palagi kong sinasabi dito sa MCC at sa iba pang mga lugar, basahin nyo ang mga Bible nyo. Diba? Huwag nyong iasa kay pastor, kay father, kay mother ang pagbabasa ng Biblia. Magbasa pa rin po tayo ng Biblia. And let us read it as a queer person. No? Paano ba natin titignan ang sinasabi ni San Pablo tungkol sa pag-ibig sa 1 Corinthians 13 bilang isang queer person? How is that relevant to you as a queer person? What i-interpret mo siya? Kasi siyempre, iba yung, nung sinulat yun ni San Pablo, may sarili siyang context noon at dahilan bakit niya sinusulat. Knowing that and then relating that to your life as a queer person, how does that relate to you as a queer person? Or in the same way, Jesus Christ, no, in the story, for example, in the story of Jesus having friends in the person of Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. What does it mean for you to read that story and to read those characters and relate that to your experience and struggle as an LGBTQ+ person? Who are your friends as a queer person? Do you see that in scripture? Do you na-feel niyo ba yung connection niya at relatedness niya sa scripture, yung scripture sa inyong buhay? Number three, a person of faith or spiritual living is someone who continuously reflects, someone who palaging nagmumuni-muni tungkol sa kanyang buhay, karanasan, at pagkatao. Therefore, always reflect, constantly reflect, where is God in your life? Where is God in your experiences as a queer person? Where is God in Grindr? In Bumble? Ano ba yung mga apps ngayon? In Tinder? No? Or in Blued? Is God there? Diba? Ha? In O-Bar? Is God in O-Bar? Ay, God, nakaka-scandal. Kahit sa mga bakla, nakaka-scandal yan pag tinitsika mong ang Diyos ay nasa O-Bar. Nasa Nectar. At hindi ako ang una nagsabi niya na Marcela Alfaus Reed, a feminist queer theologian from Latin America, Argentinian, kababayan ni Pope Francis, said that a gay man goes into a bar with a rosary and God meets him in the alley. God enters the gay bar through that gay person. Sa libro niyang Indecent Theology ni Marcela Alfaus Reed. So is God in your lived experience as a lesbian woman or a gay man or a trans person? No, gustong-gusto ko yung sinabi ni Chris Celeste na sa communion, in the Catholic belief, yung bread nagtatransubstantiate. Wow, big word. Transubstantiate into the body of Christ. So parang ganun din daw yung mga trans person. O di ba? Si Chris nag-theologize about transubstantiation and transgender experience. So God, ask yourself those things. Reflect on those things. Where is God in your life and relationship? What is God telling you as a queer person? Use the quadrilateral. No? Nagpapahayag ang Diyos sa karanasan, sa reason, the Christian history and tradition, or generally history and tradition, and of course, sa scripture. Number four, journal and read. Mag-journal. Magandang tulong sa pagre-reflect, pag-theologize ang pagsusulat. Pag-journal. And explore other spiritual practices. Journal on how you can heal and forgive. Part of queer theology and spiritual living is also our intention. We have to also be intentional in healing. Paghihilom ng ating sarili, ng ating pagkatao, diwa, at sexualidad. Dahil sa mga negative nating naranasan bilang LGBTQ. At nakakatulong ang mga spiritual practices. There are many spiritual practices. Some of them are very simple and some very ordinary. As simple as listening to music or hugging a tree. No? And again, one of the things that I'm encouraging you is journal. Magsulat. Magsulat lang. No one has to read what you're writing. Just read for yourself. Write for yourself. No? And also read. Magbasa. Reading is a spiritual practice. And it allows you to have a conversation. Kalimutan ko sinong author nagsabi nun. May isang author nagsabi na reading allows you to have a conversation with people who are long dead or people who are somewhere else. So read the perspectives and stories of others. And number five, shamelessly campaigning for ourselves. Join Open Table MCC or other progressive communities of faith. Live, struggle, and celebrate with your queer siblings in Christ dahil, paulit-ulit naman sinasabi dito, and even in other places, walang pananampalatayang mag-isa. There is no such thing as personal faith separated and disconnected from others. You have to be able to live your spirituality and faith with others, for others. At marami kang matututunan marami kang marirealize at maraming magbabago sa'yo bilang Kristiyanong LGBT by being with a community. No? Hindi lahat ng mga pagkatuto at pagbabago ay sa lecture na kukuha. Sa mga chika ni pastor. May mga pagbabago, may mga pagkatuto na nararanasan mo kapag pilit mong pinapatawad ang nakakainis mong ka-member ng church or ka-member ng community. No, yung mga ganyan, when you struggle together, when you celebrate together, there are things that you learn from that, you grow from that. No? Not just, hindi lahat puro sa ganitong webinar or chika. Christ is in community. Christ is community. Next slide. Ito, sinasabi to ng mga maraming, hindi lang, of course, this comes first from religion, but sinasabi na rin to ng mga maraming secular na mga, antag dito? Life coaches. No? The importance of doing a personal retreat. Or, kung hindi mo kaya ng personal retreat, a group retreat at least once a year and at least for 1 week for 7 days. It helps you to ground and center yourself again and be connected. Your totality becomes connected again. It helps you to be connected with nature and God. Once a year lang naman. Pwedeng kasama na doon yung ano, go on a nature trip. Being with nature, with the natural world, is a spiritual practice. Swim in the ocean or freshwater streams, hug a tree, walk barefoot on the earth, on a soil. Part ng spiritual practices ay ang generosity and volunteerism. Again, walang pananampalatayang para sa sarili lamang. And certainly, theology, theological thinking, spiritual living is something that you experience and learn when you practice generosity and volunteerism. And I hope you do that in MCC. But if you want to do it somewhere else, that's also okay. Kasama sa generosity, hindi maihiwalay sa generosity ang intentional na pagpapractice ng gratitude. Only grateful people are genuinely generous. So, be grateful. Maganda rin na gino-journal yan. Ako, meron akong personal na journal, gratitude and prayer journal. Every morning, hindi naman every morning. Every so often, every 2 days, every 3 days, nagsusulat ako ng what are the things I'm grateful for? People, situations I'm grateful for. Lastly, number 10, of course, dahil sabi natin, ang theology ay nagmumula sa kwento at sa buhay na karanasan, therefore, meet and listen to people and their experiences of God, even if they are different from you. Yung pagbahay-bahay nung campaign period, that is one way of listening to their stories. And also, sharing your story, your perspective, your hopes and dreams with them. So maraming theology at malalim na pag-uugnay na spiritual ang nangyayari sa pakikipag-usap sa mga taong hindi mo normally kakausapin. Mga jeepney drivers, tricycle drivers, grab driver, tindera sa palengke, no? Or even pulube. So makipag-usap tayo at makinig. Tignan, marinig, mahawakan, maranasan ang Diyos sa kwento at katawan ng mga ibang tao. Ng kapwa natin LGBT. trans people, intersex. So let us listen to those stories and meet other people. Last slide. So those are some of the practical ways. Of course, there are more ways on how to do queer theology and how to have a profound, a better way of living and spirituality. So I end this talk for today on queer theology and spirituality with this. You are already spiritual. What's lacking are active awareness, intentional practice, and a supportive community. And I end with a quote from God. The God who was portrayed in the movie The Shack. Lahat ng theology, lahat ng pwedeng sabihin sa theology comes down to this. At yung sinasabi ko kaninang simplicity, the simple theology that God loves you as you are. There is nothing that you can ever do or not do for God to love you less or for God to love you more. God loves you as you. And yun yung sabi ni God doon sa movie, I am specially fond of you. All theologies are based on this. And may your life be an embodiment of God's fondness. May natanong, questions? Kung may magtatanong, meron pa may magtatanong ba? May delay lang. Okay, so questions ng mga kasama natin sa live streaming. Okay, if you want to listen more to some of our content, meron tayong series on the anti-LGBT interpretation in the Bible, yung mga verses na ginagamit laban sa mga LGBT. One of them is Sodom and Gomorrah, Leviticus 18:20. Nasa YouTube po namin yan. Just look for Open Table MCC. We also have testimonies, ang mga karanasan at pananampalataya, theology ng ilang mga queer Christians na members ng MCC. So nasa YouTube din po namin yan, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Facebook. So just search for them.